It's not how much money you make, it's how you manage it that makes all the difference in the world. Hi, I'm Rob West. It's true, you can earn a six-figure salary and still not have two nickels to rub together if you don't control your spending, and a new survey proves it. I'll talk about that today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, I have to tell you, I was more than surprised to see the results of a recent survey by Lending Club. It showed that more than a third of Americans earning at least $250,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. That's roughly five times the average salary in the U.S. It means those high earners are spending everything they earn and saving nothing. And it really brings to mind Proverbs 21:20. Precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it. But mishandling money certainly isn't limited to those in high income brackets. The survey showed that 64% of Americans earning $50,000 to $100,000 a year live paycheck to paycheck, as do 46% of those making $100,000 to $150,000. 41% earning $150,000 to $200,000 live paycheck to paycheck, along with 36% of those who make between $200,000 and $250,000 a year. So the problem really has little to do with how much a person makes. It's what our friend Ron Blue calls a consumptive lifestyle. That's when you've given in to the world's view of money and possessions, thinking they can make you happy. Sadly, many Christians fall into this trap, and it can harm our relationship with God. 1 John 2:16 warns, "For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride in possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world." When you begin to live by the Bible's financial principles, being productive, living on less than you earn, saving for emergencies, investing for when you can no longer work, and giving generously to God's kingdom, well, you begin to grasp the lesson of delayed gratification. Looking at just one of those principles, saving, you can see what a blessing it is to have money on hand for emergencies, so you don't have to borrow. We all need a financial safety net, no matter how much money we make. Almost no one goes through their working years without losing a job, at least temporarily. Not having an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months' living expenses is just asking for trouble. When you live that way, it's inevitable that you're going to run up debt. Cars break down, companies have layoffs. If you're not prepared, you'll have to borrow to meet your expenses. There's no income limit for being in debt. Some very wealthy people are up to their chins in it. Now, a lot of folks will say they just don't make enough to save anything, and that's certainly true in some cases, but not for most people. You know, we also hear from people with very small incomes who wouldn't dream of living paycheck to paycheck, and they do everything they can to live within their means, but also to have an emergency fund. Two things will help you break the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck. First, you need to have a spending plan. It's the only way you can get control of your finances and create a little margin with your discretionary income. Without a budget, it's almost impossible to save anything. Download the free MoneyWise app to get started. It has three ways to set up your spending plan, and you can choose the one that works best for you. Just look for MoneyWise Biblical Finance wherever you get your apps. You can also sign up at MoneyWise.org to work with one of our volunteer coaches. They can walk you through step by step on how to develop a spending plan. They've been where you are, and now they want to help others manage God's resources wisely. And they're really good at finding ways to cut your spending so you can meet your necessary expenses and still have money left over at the end of the month. You know who would have been a great MoneyWise coach if we'd been around back then? The Apostle Paul. Listen to Philippians 4:11 through 13, where he says, "Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me." You see, the other way to break the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck is to learn to be content with God's provision. Everything you have, even your ability to earn a living, comes from God. He's promised to provide for your needs, and He always is faithful. So pray for a spirit of contentment. And as you do these things, be generous with your giving to God's kingdom. It'll break the power that money and possessions can have over you. All right, your calls are next. 800-525-7000. Stick around.
Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Christian parents are on the hook today because they have to identify the threats to the value system that's being taught to their children in public schools. And their job is to protect their kids from these influences.
Tune in for Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson. Weekdays at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. on American Family Radio.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our program. God's blessings to you all.
This is a unique moment in the history of our country where we have an opportunity to restore the foundations of this nation.
Tony Perkins of Washington Watch.
To a nation that once again honors God. It will not happen unless God's people are informed and engaged.
Join Tony Perkins for Washington Watch. Weekday afternoons at 4 Central and Saturday evening at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
Sound Mind Investing helps Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors who are just getting started, those making investment choices for a company retirement plan or college savings account, and people getting close to their retirement years. SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information is at soundmindinvesting.org. The website also features many articles about common money management and investing topics. soundmindinvesting.org.
Today's culture is opting for entertainment rather than biblical enlightenment. For those who resist that trend, Friends of Israel shows listeners why loving the Jewish people and supporting Israel is important to the Christian faith. Friends of Israel shares biblical truth about Israel and the Messiah and promotes solidarity with the Jewish people.
This is Chris Katulka of the Friends of Israel Today radio program, heard each weekend on this station, and here's what's happening in Israel.
Friends of Israel, Saturday afternoon at 2, here on American Family Radio.
Siri, I need some advice.
What's up?
I have questions about planning for retirement, long-term care insurance. I don't know where to start.
It sounds like you need the MoneyWise app. It's a free app that will help you find those answers and more.
Really?
Sure thing. You can ask your questions within the app and access helpful articles and MoneyWise podcasts.
Sounds great. Siri, download the MoneyWise app.
Okay, searching for MoneyWise on the App Store. Learn more at app.moneywise.org.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host, taking your calls and questions on anything financial. We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Whether it's paying down debt, saving for the future, maybe it's where we started today. How do you avoid living paycheck to paycheck? What does it look like to put that spending plan together and then stick to it? We'd love to talk about that. Or maybe it's your giving. How do you give more intentionally, whether that's systematically or sacrificially? We'd love to hear from you. Again, lines open, 800-525-7000. You know, we began today by talking about living paycheck to paycheck, and I quickly mentioned the MoneyWise app. Let me take a moment just to talk to you about what's available to you through the MoneyWise app. We spent several years with a team of developers that continue on our staff today developing the MoneyWise app because, well, frankly, I couldn't find an app that did everything I wanted it to do. So we said, you know what? We're going to build it. But not only are we going to build a world-class money management solution with a digital envelope and the ability to track only or plan and track, connect securely and safely to all of your institutions, automatically download your transactions. Everything I wanted to see in a money management app in the palm of your hand, but we were going to surround it with this community of believers to encourage one another. So when you download the MoneyWise app in your app store, you'll be able to set up your spending plan. You can make it as hands-on or hands-off as you want. We have three different approaches. In fact, it's the only app that does this. You can actually just automatically download your transactions just to monitor your spending by category, so you can keep tabs on it, or you can put a spending plan together and then track against it, and it'll automatically reset every month just so you can see how you're doing. Or if you're a real hands-on, detailed person, you can use our full-blown digital envelope system where you set up your budget, you automatically fund those envelopes every pay period so you know how much is in them, and then as the expenses come in automatically, it reduces the envelope balances so you can at any moment see what's left in every envelope. Imagine being able to pull up the MoneyWise app and say, what's left in the category for eating out? Well, we're out this month. I guess we're eating at home. That's the benefit of having this type of solution. And then there's the MoneyWise community where you can post questions and get answers from others. You can also access our Learn tab with all of the best content in biblical finance, videos, podcasts, articles. It's all right there. So head to your app store. Just search for MoneyWise Biblical Finance. All right, let's head to the phones today. We've got some lines open. We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We're going to begin today in Arkansas. Brenda, thank you for calling. Go right ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about my TSP. I had 60% in my G fund and 40% in my C fund.
Yeah.
When Biden got elected, a couple months after that, I went ahead and put 100% in my G fund, but I have been losing in my G fund, and I thought that putting it in my G fund, it would be safe, but I've been losing the last couple of quarters, so I'm kind of confused. What's with the G fund? I thought you weren't supposed to lose in the G fund. I thought our money was safe there.
Yeah, and I'm surprised to hear you say that. Have you had any withdrawals out of the account?
I have not.
Okay. I would take a look at that. I mean, the G fund, so the G stands for government because it's government securities. There's U.S. treasuries that make up that G fund inside the thrift saving plan. And so far in 2022, I think it's up just a little over 1%. I mean, not a whole lot there, but it I don't think you should be down a whole lot. Now, obviously, it will move up and down, and it is guaranteed by the U.S. government. So these are all U.S. government backed. And obviously interest rates have been heading up, which has put some pressure on it. But if you're down at all, it shouldn't be down a whole lot. So I would take another look at that. What you could be seeing is just the effect of the C fund prior to getting out of it, if we had some declines there that may be weighing on the portfolio. I guess the longer term question, though, Brenda, is, you know, is this the best place to be long term? And I understand you're talking about some of the challenges we have facing us here in our country. And I can certainly understand that. You know, you have to keep in mind, though, with this G fund, in terms of the long-term performance of this, you're not going to earn a whole lot. So you're going to be losing purchasing power. And I think the question is just going to be, are you going to try to time the market as opposed to when to get back into it? Because despite the headwinds that we have, and I concur, there are many of them, you know, the U.S. is still in the best position to long term, I think, do quite well. And stocks, a properly diversified stock and bond portfolio, is going to be the very best way for you to overcome the effects of inflation and allow this money to compound and grow over time. So I guess that would be my only question, is what is the long-term play here? And I do have some concerns about you trying to time when you jump in and when you jump out, because historically speaking, that's just a losing proposition. So give me your thoughts on that.
Well, I was going to do something with it after we got another president, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that one? Should I go ahead and rework that right now, or wait? because I was wanting to wait until we got another president.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you know, the only thing I would just say is, and I can understand, obviously, you know, presidents have a lot of influence, of course, over policy. And, you know, when it comes to the free market and how we're approaching taxation and a whole host of issues, including energy, you know, there's a lot that can be done there. And yet, I think when we take a step back and we just say, what is the right perspective in terms of investments over the long haul? I'm not talking about a 1, 2, or even a term of a president. I'm talking about over 10 or 20 years, which is what, you know, if you have that much time before retirement, or even if you're a little bit closer and you need this money to last throughout the rest of your life, once you reach retirement, if the Lord tarries and you're in good health, you're going to have a decades long need for this money. Based on where we find ourselves today, you know, there's probably a 75% chance that we're already in a recession from a technical standpoint in terms of negative GDP growth. The market is going to lead in advance of that news. And so the market essentially has already priced in that fact, in my view. If we have those two readings that come out and we confirm that we are in a recession, could we have another down leg here? Sure. The average downside once you hit a recession is typically around 35, could be as much as 40%. We're down a little more than 20% on most of the big averages. But remember, the market will recover well before the economy does, historically speaking. So if we're already in a recession, that means the market before the end of the year, you know, could recover quite a bit, even though we could see more downside between now and then. So that would be my only hesitation, is if you wait for the outcome of an election, then you're trying to time the market as opposed to saying, okay, I went into the G fund, I missed a lot of that downside, I can perhaps rebalance in a way that's appropriate for my age and risk tolerance now. Even though, yes, I may see more downside, I'm not looking out a year or two. I'm looking out 5 or 10. And the very best place for me to build wealth on a compounded basis and overcome the effects of inflation are in the market. And I just don't want to try to time it. I want to go ahead and move back into it, expecting the market to recover well before the economy does. Does that make sense?
It does, and I hate to take this much time with you because I know you have other callers probably, but this past quarter in my G fund, I lost right at $1,000.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and that's there's probably some fees that are a part of that. There's probably, you know, that over a quarter's time is not surprising. I was talking about year to date. You stay on the line. Let's talk a little bit more off the air, and we'll be right back on MoneyWise. Stay with us.
Roe v. Wade is now history, but Dick's Sporting Goods couldn't wait for the proverbial ink to dry before announcing their anti-life policy. Dick's executive chairman, Ed Stack, proudly announced the company would provide up to $4,000 in travel expenses for employees or their immediate family members who choose to get an abortion. What did he say about supporting employees who choose life for their unborn children? Tell Dick's Sporting Goods to stop funding the murder of unborn babies. Go to afa.net today.
God's Word is packed with life-changing wisdom about your finances, and MoneyWise is here to help you and millions of others learn to be wise stewards. As a nonprofit organization, we rely on help from MoneyWise patrons, supporters of this mission, to help us continue and expand our outreach. Has God provided financial answers for you through this ministry? If so, please consider becoming a monthly MoneyWise patron. Visit MoneyWise.org and click Give on the homepage.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I couldn't have had the procedure I needed without CHM's help sharing the bills. That letter from a member displays Christian Healthcare Ministries' purpose to glorify God and serve His people. CHM is the original non-insurance voluntary health cost-sharing ministry, enabling its members to share the cost of each other's medical bills. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
take a time out in the corner.
Refuse to allow anything, whether they be relationships, whether they be friends and family members, whether they be a Supreme Court refusing to hear a case, whether they be any election results, no matter what it is, refuse to allow those things to eclipse the preeminence of Christ in your life.
The Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, weekday afternoons at 5 Central on AFR. The podcast is available anytime at afr.net.
How should we as Christians think about investing? What if we could invest our money in a way that aligns with what we believe? At Eventide, we believe it is possible to love God and love our neighbor in the very practice of investing. We design investments for performance and a better world so you can invest for the future with a sense of wholeness and purpose. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at investeventide.com.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. We're delighted you're with us. We've got a few lines open. We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000. We're going to head to Oregon next. Scott, you're next on the program. Go right ahead, sir.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a chance to retire this month, and I also have a chance to go back and train my replacement. I'd like to use the extra income from going back as a trainer to hedge inflation as a retiree. I've currently got a fixed pension and a small IRA. My concern is what's going to happen 20 years down the road. So I'd like to get a little more money set aside.
Sure, sure. Yeah, just wondering if that's a good idea?
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I love that, Scott. I mean, I think that's a great opportunity. You know, for many of us, you know, as we look at what we've been able to put away for a retirement nest egg, recognizing Social Security was never intended to cover more than 40% of our pre-retirement income, we have a pretty big chunk to make up through salary deferral, retirement savings that can then in the retirement season be converted to an income stream. And if we're looking at that saying, well, maybe I haven't saved quite enough. You know, the rules of thumb say that you should have 10 times your pre-retirement income in the bank as your retirement savings account. And then when that at a 4% withdrawal rate alongside Social Security is taken out should equal, you know, what you need to live in retirement, which for most Americans is about 80% of their pre-retirement income. But if you're looking at your retirement balance saying, I didn't quite get there, or you're looking at that guaranteed pension income stream and realizing it's going to be, you know, quite tight, obviously you've got a couple of options. One is to dial back your lifestyle. The second is to work longer. Or the third is to supplement your income in retirement. You know, you also have the opportunity to increase your Social Security benefits potentially, depending on how much you're working and how much you're earning, if during those retirement years you're replacing years of your work record for Social Security that were lower. That's one way to get that benefit up, even once you start collecting. So I think this is a great opportunity for you to hedge a bit of the rising costs all around us that we're all very well acquainted with now by going back to work and doing a great thing by doing some on-the-job training for somebody who's coming in behind you. So I'm in total support of this.
And thank you for that. And where should I put the money? Do I put it aside in another IRA, or do I just put it in a coffee can under the bed?
Yeah. Well, I think the question is, what is the time horizon on this money? So if this is money you're just going to, if you want to go ahead and put it to work, so if you were to say, listen, I'm going to look at this as money that I'm going to, you know, add to my retirement nest egg, I want to get it invested. This is a good time to do it with the market, you know, down 20% or so. And so if that was the case, I would say putting it into perhaps a Roth IRA so you wouldn't have to take it out with a required minimum distribution would make a lot of sense. And as long as you put that in up to the earned income you have, or $7,000 as somebody who's over the age of 50, whichever's less, then I think that makes a lot of sense. So that would give you the ability to go ahead and get that money working for you because you don't have an immediate need for it with your bills covered. You're just trying to supplement your retirement nest egg. And then, as I said, the other added benefit with the Roth is you'd get the not only the tax-free growth, but you wouldn't have to take it out as a required minimum. So if you wanted to leave it there and let it grow, even after 72, you could do that.
That's the timeline I'm looking at for this money, yes. So thank you very much.
Good. All right, Scott. Hey, we appreciate you calling today. God bless you, my friend. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'd love to hear from you with whatever is on your mind today. Let's head to Colorado. Paul, you're next on the program. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. The woman I am engaged to is she's looking at getting federal disability. And she already has her, a judge is already looking at her claim. And the question I have is, I have a full-time job. And I was wondering if, when we get married, if that would affect her disability or not.
Yeah, a spouse's income, Paul, generally doesn't affect any SSDI benefits that a recipient may receive. You know, Social Security Disability is a program to help people who've already paid into the system. So your future spouse's disability benefits are based on her prior earnings, not yours. So that shouldn't have any bearing on it.
Okay, and would it even not affect it even when we join bank accounts after we get married?
No, because it would be based on her record, not the the assets that you have. So if she qualifies for that disability, you know, on her own merits, then she will be entitled to it regardless of what assets you bring to the table in marriage.
Okay. All right. Thank you for answering my question, and you have a great day.
All right, Paul. God bless you, my friend. We appreciate you checking in with us. Hey, a quick email before we take our next break. By the way, some lines open today, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you. Mark writes to us by email at questions@moneywise.org. He says, hey, Rob, the AC went out at my house. We're putting in a new one for $10,000. Wow, that's a lot of money. The company offers a 48-month loan at no interest. Should I pay it off within 2 to 3 months, or should I drag it out? We only owe on our mortgage. And by the way, Mark, congratulations on being debt-free except for your home. You know, in theory, you could earn a few bucks by banking the money for 48 months. You know, the average online bank high yield savings account right now is paying maybe 0.8%, so nearly 1%. We'll probably be at 1% before too long with the Fed moving aggressively higher on interest rates. But, you know, is that going to result in a whole lot of money? No, probably not. You know, usually this type of loan specifies that if you don't pay off the entire balance on time, you're going to be charged a high interest rate going all the way back to month one. So for the entire 48 months. So here's what I would say. Probably best just to pay it off as soon as possible, since you have the money there able to do that. And then you don't have to worry about it, making sure that you don't forget about it down the road. Hey, thanks for your email, Mark. 800-525-7000. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with much more MoneyWise on American Family Radio.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
This is Frank Affney, host of Secure Freedom Radio. It's your personal, daily intelligence briefing about the challenges we face, how they're likely to affect you, and what we can do about them. You can find Secure Freedom Radio here every weeknight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Tune in to learn from our extraordinary experts what you need to know and will want to share. Join us for Secure Freedom Radio tonight at 11 Eastern, right here on AFR.
Sound Mind Investing offers investing guidance grounded in the stewardship principles found in Scripture. Since 1990, SMI has helped tens of thousands of Christians acquire knowledge and confidence related to investing and overall money management. Regardless of your investing experience or how much you have to invest, you can learn to be a wise and faithful steward in the area of investing. More information about SMI and its approach to financial wisdom for living well is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options in plain English? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit MoneyWise.org and click the link that says Find a CKA. That's MoneyWise.org.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to meet their healthcare costs affordably, biblically, and compassionately. It's not insurance, but a voluntary cost-sharing ministry based on the biblical example of Christians sharing each other's needs. And members aren't fined under the law for not having health insurance. Christian Healthcare Ministries might be your health cost solution. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. This is where we apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. We'd love to hear from you. Looks like we have two lines open. 800-525-7000. Give us a call. Back to the phones. North Carolina we go. Richard, thank you for calling, sir. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. We went ahead and we bought a house. We sold a rental house we had, made a profit on it, and so we've got some probably about $30,000 sitting around. And I was understand that there was a government bond or something like that. It was paying quite a high rate of yield, but only for up to $10,000.
Yeah,
where you can do that for 1 year.
That's exactly right. You're talking about I-bonds, Richard, and these are a well-kept secret right now, and so I'm glad you brought it up because everybody should know about them, frankly. These are called inflation bonds. They're issued by the U.S. Treasury, backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. They give investors a return plus inflation protection on their purchasing power, and because of what's going on right now with inflation, the composite rate for I-bonds is sitting at 9.62%. So you will get that rate, that variable inflation rate, until it adjusts again in November. So they adjust that based on the consumer price index every 6 months. And so it just adjusted in May up to the 9.62% it's paying right now, and it'll adjust again in November. I don't see it coming down a significant amount, although it will probably be coming down from where it is today in November. But if you can go ahead and buy right now or sometime soon, you'll go ahead and enjoy that rate until it adjusts. And it'll still be fairly attractive, I would imagine, in November when it adjusts again. You mentioned the 1 year period, and you're right on that. So these I-bonds have a 20-year initial maturity with a 10-year extended period, so it's a total of 30 years, but you can cash in an I-bond after 1 year. You absolutely have to hold it for a year, but you can get out after a year. If you do and you cash it out any time before 5 years, there's a penalty equal to 3 months' worth of interest, but that's not a huge deal. Still makes it very, very attractive. As you said, you can purchase up to $10,000 worth of electronic I-bonds per person per calendar year, and then you can get another $5,000 through a federal tax refund if you elect that option. But most people, that's no longer available to them until next calendar year. So you would want to head to the Treasury's website at treasurydirect.com. treasury.gov. You'll see the Series I bonds there. You'd open an account right there on the Treasury's website. You'd do an electronic transfer in to buy the electronic bonds, and you'll get a great rate. Unfortunately, you just can't buy more than $10,000.
All right. Thank you, Rick. So it's treasurydirect.gov?
That's exactly right.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
All right.
your time.
God You're welcome, you. Richard. And, thanks for calling.
Be safe.
Thank you. God bless you. Let's head to Texas. Joe, you're next on the program. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So,
sure.
I am recently retired from a large municipal fire department. I'm 47 years old, and so I have a monthly pension of about $3,700, which when I turn 48, I'll also get COLAs on that are based on the consumer price index. I took another job where I actually make more money, so I'm still working and don't plan to retire anytime real soon. But obviously, this is going to significantly increase my income. I would have had a drop account with my previous job, which is where my pension check would have started going if I had continued to work there. And basically, I just want to invest my whole pension check. But obviously, it puts me in a different tax bracket because it's income now. So I'm trying to figure out the best strategy to use that money, and I know I can only put so much money in an IRA, some for me and some for my wife, to kind of protect it and not, you know, kill me on taxes.
Right. You don't have an option to do a lump sum rollover to an IRA at this point, do you?
For my drop account that I have.
Yes.
I have about $100,000 in my drop account already.
Yeah.
So
well, that would be the best option. See, if you could do take your drop and do a direct rollover to an IRA, a traditional IRA, you would not recognize any of that income. And then you could allow that money to be invested and continue to grow. And then at some point you could take it out down the road. You'd have to start taking required minimums at 72. But that would be a way for you to avoid having to recognize this income by just rolling it out to the IRA.
Yeah, the drop account's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about my monthly pension check, which
okay.
is taxable income.
Yes,
yeah, so
for
I'm
sure.
trying to figure out is there other options other than just a Roth? Because I know I'm limited how much I can put in a Roth.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not a whole lot there. I mean, yeah, as you said, you could contribute to a traditional IRA and get a deduction. You'd be limited over age 50 to $7,000 each, you and your wife. So you could put away $14,000 a year there, which would give you some kind of tax relief and then get it into an environment where it can continue to grow. Or you could choose the Roth, go ahead and pay the tax, and then, you know, have that grow tax-free, and then you don't have to pull that out with a required minimum at 72. Really, the only other options to consider would be just trying to reduce your income through charitable giving. But not a whole lot of options there. I mean, you're going to recognize that as income, and you know, that it kind of is what it is. It really, at that point, is just a matter of what you do with it at that point.
I'll definitely be looking into those I bonds as well.
Okay, good. Yeah, that'd be a great option for you. Obviously, you will have, you know, taxes due on that, but it's a great option given the rate that's there. So, listen, it sounds like you guys are well prepared for this next chapter of life, and always good to look at ways to reduce taxes. I'm always in favor of that. Unfortunately, I don't have a silver bullet there for you, but we appreciate your call, Joe. Thanks very much. Jeff's in Virginia. Jeff, you're next on the program. Go ahead.
How you doing today?
Doing great.
My question is, thank you. I've got two kids. I'm retired. I've got two kids that are still in college. And while they have some part-time summer jobs, you know, between years in school, can we start a Roth IRA with them, or what should we do?
You can, yeah. In fact, this is just a really great strategy for kids that are working because, you know, so often we don't think about that. But if they have earned income, they can contribute up to the amount of earned income they have until they reach the $6,000 limit for the year. And what a great way to get an early jump start on retirement. I mean, if they did nothing more than just fund that Roth IRA every year starting as teenagers between now and retirement, boy, they'd have quite a nest egg. I think the question is just, what is this money earmarked for, and where is the best place to put it, given the time horizon and the use of the money? So, you know, if they want to have access to it, you know, earlier, obviously you can get back your original contributions at any time without any kind of penalties or taxes. But if, in fact, they were to pull out some of the earnings, you know, there would be penalties and taxes due. So you just have to look at that side of it. And then if you're thinking about using any part of this for college, that would be another consideration. Although a Roth is a very effective tool, a 529 is generally better just because much higher contribution limits that you've got on that, as well as the fact that it's treated differently for financial aid purposes. So I'd probably, if you're thinking about college, my favorite website to explore is savingforcollege.com, where you can compare and contrast the two based on your situation. Stay on the line, Jeff. We'll talk a little bit more off the air. We'll be right back.
What would you do?
Aunt Sadie, I appreciate your thought behind the gift card, but I just can't take it. I promise not to shop at Target because they allow men in areas that need to be private and protected for women and children. I hope you'll go to afa.net/target and learn about it. I'm not giving them my money.
Aunt Sadie didn't know about AFA's call to boycott Target, but she knows now, and so do you. Learn even more at afa.net/target. afa.net/target.
Can we trust the Bible?
He says, we saw this, and that sets the Bible apart from almost everything else in the ancient world and its religious pantheon of gods and goddesses.
The God Who Speaks, the important documentary from the American Family Association, is now available to watch for free on AFA's brand new streaming platform. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to watch this award-winning film today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
Your kids are grown and you're in a new stage of life. It's a challenging adjustment, but author Dr. Jim Burns says now is the time to make a fresh start. And his new book, Finding Joy in the Empty Nest, will equip you with practical biblical advice. Learn to manage big issues like aging parents, managing a fixed income, or how to help your children. Request your copy of Finding Joy in the Empty Nest with a gift of $25 or more at moneywise.org.
Investing is more than just returns. It's an expression of who you are and what you value. Does the way you invest your money reflect your identity as a Christian? At Eventide, we design investments for performance and a better world, so you can invest with the confidence to reach your financial goals while remaining true to your Christian values and commitments. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More is available at investeventide.com. That's investeventide.com.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'd love to hear from you with whatever is on your mind today. Hey, let's head back to the phones. Karen's in Oklahoma. Karen, you're next on the program. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I, like the last caller, the young man that had been retired from the fire department, I feel like I'm kind of in the same situation as he is. I am tired of paying the IRS every year $11,000 in taxes. Yeah. And I took my whole paycheck. I took half of my paycheck and I put it into a 403B. But yet I'm still paying in. The taxes are killing us every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
My husband's self-employed and we own everything.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I'm in college, back in college. So, you know, and I'm working full time.
Yeah. So are you looking for ways to further reduce taxes? Is that really what your goal is?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't
do you
ask
all have
that question.
No, that's fine, Karen. And I certainly concur. We need to pay our taxes, but we don't need to pay a penny more than we have to. And, you know, we should always be looking for ways to reduce them legally, of course. Do you all have more margin where you could put more money away? I mean, you know, with him being self-employed, you have the option to do what's called a SEP IRA. So if you maxed out your 403B and you've reached your contribution limit, you know, you could get beyond the 7,000 if you're over age 50, put in a Roth or a traditional by using a, he could use a SEP IRA. Are you familiar with that tool?
Yes, I am. But now that doesn't necessarily reduce our tax bracket. I'm sorry. I'm not. I save lives for a living. Don't talk money. So
no problem.
Right.
Yes.
So will that reduce our tax bracket? Because I found that when I took half of my salary and invested it in the 403B, that did not take place. So we still paid in $11,000, even though I reduced my income by half.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it's not going to reduce it on a dollar for dollar basis, but it's going to, those are tax deductible dollars that go into the 403B or the SEP IRA. So those are not going to be taxed. So they will be excluded from your adjusted gross income when you file your taxes. So whatever your effective tax rate is, that's the benefit you'll get off of every dollar contributed to one of those. So if you're essentially your effective tax rate is 22%, you'll save, you know, for every dollar you put in a SEP or a 403B, you're going to save 22% because that dollar is not going to be added to your taxable income for that year.
Okay. Last question. I heard the commercial about finding a
certified kingdom advisor. Sure.
Yes. Thank you.
That's fine.
Would you recommend that would be a good way to go and to talk more in depth? I have somebody that's involved with where I teach, but I find, and there was, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but anyway, I find that I'm not getting much help with where to put our money from them.
Yeah.
So we recommend
the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation, Karen, just as the trusted gold standard in this country for professionals who are financial advisors, both financial planning, investment advisors, even tax and accounting, who not only have met high standards in character and competency and experience, but they've been especially trained to bring a biblical worldview of money, and they sign a statement of faith, the code of ethics, pastor reference, client references. It's a high bar, and so that's why we trust that designation. There's about 1,200 of them around the country. And so the best way to find a CKA, and I would encourage you to interview two or three before you make a final decision, if that's the direction you want to go, you just head to our website, moneywise.org, and click Find a CKA. And you can find out who's in your area and then start scheduling some in-person visits.
All right. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, Karen. God bless you. Thanks for listening and calling today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Hey, let's take another email. We get emails every day at questions@moneywise.org. This one comes from Ray. He says, we have some real estate that we want to give to our church. Is there anything we should do to make the transaction easy for us all? And, you know, this is a great thing to think about, Ray, as you look at your giving. You know, keep in mind, 90% of our giving is done out of cash. Well, here's the reality. Only 10% of our wealth is held in the form of cash. So our greatest opportunity for giving is not in the cash form, which is how we do 90% of our giving. Greatest opportunity for giving is off of our balance sheet, off of our assets. Well, that's where real estate comes in. So if we want to give to our church or a ministry that God's put on our heart, or really look for incredible giving opportunities, giving off of your balance sheet is going to be the place where you have the most potential. And you can always opt for donating real estate as a direct gift. You would do that prior to the sale. And my favorite way to do that is through our friends at the National Christian Foundation. You'll find them at ncfgiving.com, ncfgiving.com. And essentially what you would do is you would open something called a donor advised fund. They call it a giving fund at NCF. And you would donate at least a portion, or you could donate the whole piece of property two-year donor-advised fund at the National Christian Foundation prior to the sale. Then, once it's sold, the proceeds would fund your donor-advised fund, and you would get a tax deduction for the full amount that went in to the donor-advised fund, which is a great way to miss the capital gains that you may have owed on that property. And at that point, then you would just grant out to the ministries or charities you select the proceeds at the time of your choosing. It becomes like a charitable checking account. So I would check that out, Ray. I think this is a great way for you to do some significant and hilarious giving with this piece of property. But keep in mind, you've got to do it before you sell it if you want the tax benefits. So again, check it out, ncfgiving.com. Our friends at NCF would love to be of help to you there. All right. Hey, we started today by talking about living paycheck to paycheck. I'd love to round out the program today by giving you some ideas on how we can cut costs for the average family as a result of inflation. You know, back in March, the average household was paying about $296 for necessities every month compared to a year ago. By May, according to Moody Analytics, that number was up to $341. Now, of course, when you're talking about the economy, what happened a month ago is ancient history. That's because today the average American household is paying $460 more per month for basics like food, fuel, and utilities. Overall, the Labor Department reported consumer prices were up 8.6% in May compared to just a year ago. So this isn't something buried deep in the offices of Washington, the number crunchers. These statistics have, of course, a real-time effect on millions of Americans' households, and you're feeling it, I'm feeling it. It's higher fuel costs, it's the prices of goods and services for everyone, and the continued economic fallout from the pandemic remains an issue for employers and job seekers around the country as well. So with inflation at its highest point since the 1980s, and there's no clear idea when the trend will moderate, it's tempting to really become discouraged and anxious. Households on a fixed income and low-income households are especially vulnerable in times like this. So what's the answer? What's the most practical way to respond to the current economic realities? Well, I would say a few things. First, don't panic. You can't control the economy. So let's take charge of what we can control and let's adjust our spending. Let's add income if we can. Let's delay major purchases and by all means avoid adding to your consumer debt. If monthly debt payments are high, talk to a consumer credit specialist about getting on a debt management plan. We recommend our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. And I would avoid loan consolidation loans because they just only treat the symptom and not the real cause for overspending. So don't consolidate. Let's look at debt management. Adjust your spending plan. So you want to track your income and expenses carefully and realistically make adjustments to take higher costs into account. And that's where the MoneyWise app can be a real blessing to you. Just search for MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store. And then if you have an emergency fund, now could be the time to dip into it. But this should be, of course, the last resort and commit to refunding it as soon as you can. Just two more things. Don't stop giving. A generous attitude demonstrates that you recognize and trust God as owner of everything. Let's keep our giving going. And this is a great opportunity for those who are in a real desperate situation so we can help those in need. And the Bible assures us that we can trust in the Lord. And so let's just go back to that and realize that He's in control of everything. He's our provider. He won't delegate that responsibility to anyone else. And we can be assured of that today. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us today. We've covered a lot of ground. Nina, I see your call, and I'm sorry we can't get to you today. But if you'll call back tomorrow, we'd love to hear from you, or I guess it will be Monday. But folks, thanks so much for tuning in today. I'll tell you, I have had the most fun coming alongside you every day as a new program here as a part of the American Family Radio lineup. I have incredible respect for what goes on at the American Family Association and the opportunity to partner with you as we mine the scriptures each day to pull out God's principles and wisdom and apply it to the decisions and choices we're making every day is an incredible privilege that I have. I'm so thankful that you're a part of it, that you're calling in, that you're writing in. And by the way, we'd love to hear from you. If you like the program, you want to offer any thoughts or suggestions, shoot us a note at info@moneywise.org and we'll be sure to get back to you. By the way, take advantage of our MoneyWise coaches. It's a free service that we offer if you need somebody to help you with your spending plan. We say thank you to my team today. Pat Montague handling our phones today, Mr. Devin Patrick, our engineer and producer, and Jim Henry providing me great support today. Thanks to you for being here as well. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Come back and join us on Monday. We'll see you then. May God bless you. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.